Welcome to the Kids Joining Eternity podcast, where we help break the silence surrounding miscarriage, stillbirth, and infant loss. Some of the content may be graphic or triggering, but our goal is to help provide healing, hope, and education to the community. Hello, and welcome to the Kids Joining Eternity podcast. I'm one of the hosts, Sydney Rashidzada. I'm here with my other fabulous host, Miss April Rutledge. April, say good evening.
Good evening, Sydney. How are you?
I'm great. I'm happy to be here. It's been a little bit since we've had our last episode, and I'm really excited to be here because despite the weather, despite it being like literally 100 degrees, it is the end of September. And it's almost October. It's
October is a big month for people like us in the baby loss community.
It is. It is the National Pregnancy Loss and Miscarriage Infant Loss Awareness Month, and it is. It's very important to us, and also hopefully, on a selfish note, a reprieve from extreme heat and summer like temperatures. It goes both way. It's just symbolizes so many things, and I'm so happy that it's almost October. And I'm really happy that our guest is here with us today, because she's someone who's very near and dear to our heart. It's funny how you meet people and you have people in common, you don't realize, you know, the connections that you have. When I met you, April, you were a parent in my pre-K class, and I happened to meet our guest in the same year. You guys already knew each other, of course. We were all connected in this way, and it's just really amazing how life puts you in line with people that you're supposed to be doing things with, and I'm just really, I really adore her. Please welcome Melanie Edwards to our podcast. Let's give her a round of applause.
Yay. And I want to say a little something about Melanie too, because I do know Melanie from very, very long ago, from before she even started Kids Joining Eternity. And she, when I had my first loss, was the only person I knew that had ever experienced a loss. She was the first person I called on my first loss, and she was incredibly helpful and instrumental in getting me through that and helping me do what I needed to do. And I'm forever grateful that she showed me the way to grieve. So thank you, Melanie.
And honestly, I can't rave about you enough, because the passion and the energy and the effort you put in to Kids Joining Eternity. I mean, you are the executive director and co-founder, so I suppose it's appropriate that you that you're that impassioned. But it's just the level of devotion and care that you put into it, and the support you bring so many people, is really awe-inspiring. And I don't think you know how much you have done for the loss community. So that being said, now that I've sufficiently embarrassed you, probably, for our listeners who may not know a little bit of your backstory, would you mind sharing with us a little bit of your story and how it is that you came to start Kids Joining Eternity?
Well, hi there. Thank you for having me on. Definitely is not just a me or an I, or it's a we. There's a whole lot of people that make all of this happen. And just like myself, you guys had a passion for reaching out once you were ready, because the key is once you were ready and once we're all ready into a better place. And we all decided, and we've just been gathering different mamas that have been there, done that, to be there for each other, because unfortunately we know this won't stop happening. So I also want to say thank you to you two ladies, because it wouldn't happen without you. I mean, obviously you're running this podcast. Hopefully I don't disconnect myself in the middle of it, because that's likely to happen. But
it could happen.
Just, just know that you both are very much appreciated too. Our story kind of began back in 2005, and if you do the math, this year on October 7th, our KJ would be 18 years old and a legal adult. When I think about it that way, it blows my mind, because even starting Kids Joining Eternity and doing the founding documents and working on what we wanted our mission to be in 2014, that feels like it was yesterday, let alone the fact that I would have an 18-year-old. So time is a weird thing, I'm telling you, but it can be your friend as well. Mm-hmm. And basically, we had no idea, no inclination that anything was wrong with our little KJ. It was our first baby. We were cruising along. We had our five-year plan. We were both in accounting. We're just going to skip right by that, my husband and I. And so, you know, we're kind of like type A people. We like to think we control it all. And we got the biggest wake-up message in that we control nothing.
Yeah.
And 33 and a half weeks, my baby's heart stopped beating. And basically, we found that out at the 5D imaging place where you usually go to get happy pictures. And unfortunately, as we were laying there, I felt so sorry for the tech, because she could not find a heartbeat, and she did not know how to handle that at all, because she normally is the bearer of great news, good angles, good views, good pictures. It's the happy place. And so once she told me that she could not get a heartbeat, she recommended that I go, of course, to my doctor and straight to the hospital. Well, of course, my own OBGYN was in surgery delivering a baby. And so I had to go to someone who had never seen me before in his office. And some of the first words he said were, well, if you were there, their technology is much better than here. If they couldn't find a heartbeat, I don't think I could either. And I'm like, well, could you try? So yeah. That was a little bit of discombobulation there. I thought that was an interesting thing. But we talk often about things to say, things not to say, how you handle situations. I have heard very good things about that doctor. So I've had to learn how to let go of my situation, because I think he's had repeat visits, and from what I hear, he's gotten a lot better over the years of handling those situations a lot better. And so I'm really glad for those mamas who went in after me that was not the first thing they heard. At that point, you just want someone to try, right?
Right. So you don't want to be a part of their learning experience, but somebody has to be, right?
That's right. That's right. Just like in everything in life, you just hope you learn a little bit and do a little bit better all the way around. Mm-hmm. So we went ahead and we were admitted to the hospital, and we went ahead and delivered KJ. She was a perfect little thing. She was 4 pounds. I mean, not very big at all, but to us, we didn't know any different. She was our firstborn. And so to not be able to take her home from the hospital was just really, really big. Just, they say when you leave with empty arms, but those words just don't even brush the surface of what that actually is or means. Especially when you've carried the baby for, it doesn't even matter if it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, however long, it's your baby. And you have visions of taking her home, incorporating into your world. We had her nursery ready and everything was good to go. Her bathroom were ducks and all our ducks were in a row. We were ready. And we just had to take a step back and go, what happened? And that is easier for me to say now, obviously, than it was then. Again, the preparation was there. I'd already quit my job. And so then I had a lot of days when I would wake up and be like, what is my purpose now? I thought my purpose was to be a mom. We had saved for that. And now what's plan B? And so we really had to figure that out. And someone that I knew of had come and visited and had left a package and brought her own experience of loss to me to see. And I had known her, but had never known that about her. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, what a big thing to do to come see someone at their lowest low, but yet help pick them up. And I don't know, that just struck me and always stayed with me. And so through the years, we were lucky and very fortunate to go on and have two more girls. They're 14 and 16 now. And JB, you know, he tried to get the dog to be a boy, but that didn't work out either. So he's just destined to be surrounded by girls all the way around. So after that, we just decided to stop, and we wanted to kind of, you know, when something happens, whether you're diagnosed with cancer, whether you have heart disease, whether you've lost a baby, sometimes when it's happened to you, you get the phone call. When it happens to someone else, will you go see them? Will you reach out to them? And so that kept happening, and it just never went away, that gnawing at my heart to do something a little bit bigger than that. and build a community. And so in 2014, that's when we incorporated Kids Join Eternity and did that with the help of other families who unfortunately had walked kind of similar paths and stories.
Yeah. Well, that's incredible and how it kind of all snowballed into being. And like I said, you guys have done so much for the community and you've helped so many people. I just can't thank you enough. I know, you know, April can't thank you enough. And as I said before, we're coming upon a big month, October, and right out of the gate, Kids Joining Eternity is hosting an event that's really amazing on Sunday, October 1st. Tell us about that, Melanie.
Yes, we love this event. It's a time of, we have some events that we love to celebrate and honor. And this is one where we come together and we say our babies' names out loud. And we've had it at several different venues. This is one that we know we'll hopefully have for a long time. And that's at Park House in the Myriad Gardens. So on October 1st at 4 p.m., you can find Kids Join Eternity there, surrounding one another, being there, saying each other's babies' names out loud, distributing candles free of charge for family so that they can light on October 15th, Wave of Light, which we'll talk about in a little bit. We have and provide appetizers. It's a family event, so if you do have other children, they are welcome, and we have rock painting for them because, again, it's not just about how it affects the adults. It's about how it affects the entire family. And when if you do go on and choose to have other children and are able to, incorporating that loss into them, I mean, you just want to make that as normalized as possible because they are their siblings. That is life. That is what happened. It's not how we wanted our story to be written, but it was written that way. And it doesn't always have to be a negative thing. There are beautiful things now that can come out of that our children can learn from something, even as they get older over the years, that I think is one thing that we can also just kind of dwell on since we can't change it and bring our babies back. So just being as positive as we can about our own experience and being able to help them perceive it and do it. So I love the fact that we include the children in that ceremony.
Oh, absolutely. Me too. I love the fact that it's a family event. You know, we lost ours, we both lost our first babies, but April, you've had to navigate this with, you know, your daughters and your losses. So I know that you know really firsthand how getting your kids involved in the grieving process and acknowledging their grief is, it's so important. And I love the fact that it's a time for the whole family to come together. And honestly, like I love how you have a family share every year their story. There's something really powerful about listening to someone live in front of you share their biggest grief, their biggest tragedy. It just, the whole event is really wonderful. And you mentioned the candles for the Wave of Light, which comes up on the 15th. And I know that there are events around the Wave of Light, but honestly, I really loved having my candle from the remembrance ceremony and lighting it and putting it on social media and sharing that because my feed just pops up with a bunch of candles and it's really lovely, actually. Even just that is so nice as a time for us all to remember.
I agree, and it was especially just prevalent to me and really hit home during COVID when we weren't able to necessarily get out and and congregate, that we had some of the online forums such as that to see that still come through. That was one thing that, even though I gripe about Zoom and I'm not the best at it, some of the online forums, they really, really, truly are the best. So
they are.
And speaking of our speakers, I want to shout out to the McElroy family. Jeff and Jennifer, they've both been active members of Kids Joining Eternity, and they are the speakers that are going to talk to us on Sunday. And I cannot wait to hear because, as you said, that's also one of my favorite parts because everybody's experience is different. Some of the emotions are the same. And I think it's important for us to share our stories because something might resonate with one but might not another. And so trying to find that commonality, and then you see that hope that we want to provide, that's my biggest thing, is just hope for the future for those families that are still at a low. And it's not that we're all just jolly, everything's okay right now. We still talk about our hard days. We still talk about when it hits us. But then we're also there hopefully to help them celebrate when they're ready at a later day too.
Exactly. I mean, it's all about the stages that we go through of loss. We're all in different stages of it. I remember when I met April, we realized that we were both members of this terrible club. But I'll never forget, you went through a loss in the middle of that school year, April.
Yeah.
And I remember her coming in and saying, like, okay, I'm pregnant. I'm going to you had a doctor's appointment. I remember, and just being like on the edge, like I was there with you, like not at the doctor, but like emotionally, I would have gone with you if I wasn't teaching your child. But the point is, every stage you go through, and the fact that the community that Kids Joining Eternity provides, it gives you access to everyone in different stages, whether you're going through that loss right at that moment or you're 10 years out. And April, that was just, I'll never forget that.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, it's so true, because I've told Melanie countless times over the years, I'm just not quite ready to do that yet. And while there are plenty of things I am willing and ready to do in my healing process, there are still some things that I'm not. You know, I am 3 years out from my most recent loss. And, you know, that seems like a long time, but it also is not that very long. Like we were just talking about earlier, sometimes it seems like only yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it's important that we offer all kinds of activities, engagements, and interactions for people and experiencing this in all of those stages of grief and readiness and what they feel comfortable dealing with, because it is going to change, and it's going to change day to day. It's going to change hour to hour. And I love that Kids Joining Eternity has so many different resources that cover so many of these different phases.
Absolutely. And Melanie, you had mentioned something about, so obviously the Wave of Light, we can do it on social media. We can light our candle. Whether you're going to the ceremony on the 1st and getting your beautiful candle from us or from Kids Joining Eternity, which it's gorgeous. Mine stays out all year round. Whether you get one from us or you have something special for yourself, lighting it, sharing it on social media, it's seeing that wave of light. But what are some possible events or things going on like other than that, Melanie?
Yes, thank you. I love to drink coffee. I love to walk. So it's not going to be a shock that a couple of the events are a Moms Moving Forward walking group. Right now we're meeting beginning October 9th through October 30th. We'll be there every Monday at 6:30. We're going to meet on the patio of Louis out at the lake. I picked that for some different scenery and to be a little bit more centrally located, but also because if the weather is rainy or too cold, then we can just enjoy inside. So we will make that work and happen. There'll be a lot of options at Louis. So that's kind of one of the things that we do. And it's just nice if you don't want to talk about anything, or if you want to talk about what you're watching on Netflix or the latest books to read. I'm a book reader too. We don't have to talk as high level as you want or as deep as you want. And so everyone is welcome to come and join us at that event, because as April was mentioning, people are at different places at different times. And so sometimes you might not want to feel like pouring your heart out, but getting some cardio in is just what you need. So that's one of the reasons we do the walking group.
I love it, because you can just literally get in that zone, just walk, have your mind distracted. It's very meditative. You're just like, and that you don't have to worry about the person next to you thinking anything. It's just, I love it. Love it.
That's right. And you're not alone. And that's another thing that we want women to be. We don't want them to be alone. You're with a group of community of women who know exactly how you feel. Couples Nights Out is another thing that we do for moms and dads. The first Wednesday of the month. The next one is October 4th, so that'll be coming up pretty quick after our ceremony. Yeah. And we're having that at S&B Burger Joint at 6:30. That location for the S&B Burger Joint is 20 Northwest 9th Street in Oklahoma City, so down there by the downtown area. And I like to eat. I don't know what else to say about that.
Well,
like to talk and eat. There'll be a theme here. Who doesn't like to talk and eat?
Talking, eating. There might be, this is for the dads, right? So there might be some sort of sports game on, what is it, football? The footballing?
The sports ball.
The sports ball. It's a sports ball game.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. Now, you get me and Melanie in a room together, and we're going to be watching the football game, so.
That's right. True. I don't mean to generalize. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, men out there. I did just watch the Barbie movie. You were treated unfairly. I get it. I'm sorry. I don't mean to pigeonhole anyone. But, so that's great. Because I feel like the dads, they need their own group, too. The moms, the dads need some time because I feel like the dads sometimes get left to the wayside. And so it's nice that we have some time chiseled out.
That's right. And that dad's night out is October 16th at 7 p.m. at Chalk. So they're going to get together and I'm going to try not to be too jealous like April said because I kind of like watching that Monday Night Football, but, you know, I'm going to let JB go to that one and I'll be at home. And April, as long as the Dallas Cowboys aren't playing the Steelers, we could probably go do that in public, but I don't think anybody wants to watch it.
That's awesome.
And we just want to mention, we do have one more event coming up, and that is our all-day retreat. Melanie, correct?
Correct. Yes. We decided from now on to start doing an annual retreat. So we want to start the month of October celebrating our babies, remembering them and our kickoff ceremony. And one more thing to mention about that I'm so excited about and so grateful to Kelly Boatwright and Wyatt's Wings, as this year is the first year statewide that Oklahoma has going to be recognized for Pregnancy, Infant, and Childhood Loss Awareness Month. That was signed into effect by Governor Stitt this year. And so we are going to be celebrating that big time on Sunday as well. So that has been signed, sealed, and delivered by our governor. So we are very appreciative of Senator Weaver, who helped push that through, and Kelly Boatwright for helping us get that done.
Absolutely.
The other thing that now to wrap up the month is the one-day annual retreat. And we're going to have that at the Wings facility. And I'm very, very excited about that. Thanks to Sydney's husband, Omar, he's going to be our main featured speaker, and we cannot wait because he's going to help us. I mean, we can sit there and we can walk all day long, but sometimes we need to be sitting still, being still. How do we focus and redirect our minds? And so he's going to go over, I believe, some meditation techniques, and just especially when the weather is bad and we can't get out, just what things can we implement in everyday life to help us that way? And I'm very excited about that. We're also going to have some other breakout sessions on how we can share our stories and just hearing each other, because sometimes we just want to be able to say our baby's names and not have the weird clerk and Target go, "What's your problem?" as you're saying that. Or she overhears something that one of your children has said as well. That happens a lot. We might not mention it. But again, we want to normalize it for our kids. So, April, has that happened to you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my kids talk about our babies all the time. And that is my point. I want it to be okay. And I want them to be able to talk about it, because it does open that dialogue, and kids are resilient and they are amazing at offering support, not only to their parents, but to their siblings as well. And, you know, kids joining Eternity is just such a great place to bring everyone together, whether it's siblings, dads, moms, families, grandparents. You know, we are also very thankful for this organization and everything that it does.
Absolutely.
We have our own events, and then we also like to go and partner with other organizations. And so just to give a shout out to a couple of things that we're going to be a resource table at, so that we can make our listeners aware of them as well. Because it doesn't get alone. We don't do anything stand alone. We're part of a community connections group, and it's several different organizations working together just to share resources. Because, again, we want as many people to get the help that they need in whatever area it is that they need help in. So on October 8th, we're going to go and participate in Climb Out of the Darkness Walk at Bluff Creek Park from 2 to 4. So if you want to come and walk out at Bluff Creek Park, we walk everywhere. Come and join that organization and just support one another. I can't stress that enough. One of our things is the key to moving forward is joining experiences. And I truly, truly believe that. The other event is October 27th. It's going to be an art show at the Social Club, and we'll have a table there. And it's going to be an opportunity for local artists to have their work displayed. And you get to also, again, connect with other moms in the community who might have been in the same situation that you've been. And nobody's story is ever exactly the same, but you can always, I know, take away from someone's story just one or two things. And when you can't and it's totally opposite yours, you lending that listening ear is the most important thing to that mama at that moment. So it's not necessarily even about what you can take away. It's what you're giving that person just by simply listening and hearing them. I can't tell you how invaluable that is to our moms.
Oh, absolutely. And it really brings home for me the biggest point, which is, you know, you are not alone. You don't have to live in that isolation. And again, April, you speaking about the normalization of it, I can't tell you how many times my kids have said something. I remember one of them was being interviewed by a teacher and said, oh, do you have any brothers or sisters? And my youngest said, oh, I have a brother, but I also had a sister, but I don't know her because she died. The teacher was like, but like when we have these conversations, when we as mothers also, and fathers and grandparents and when we feel comfortable speaking about our babies, everyone else gets comfortable with it too. And then everybody can do better because we know better. And Melanie, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to sit with us tonight and go over all the things going on coming up in this big month, October, and just beyond. Thank you so much for joining us, Melanie.
Well, thank you. And again, just a shout out to all of our board members. You know who you are. You guys do a lot of work to help me get this done as well. And just other volunteers and moms that once they're ready, I've got a mom that helps me mail care packages. And it just takes us all. So thank you again for helping us. And just know you can reach out. We're here in however way you see fit.
That's right. This is April and Sydney for the Kids Joining Eternity podcast. Thank you for helping us to break the silence surrounding miscarriage, stillbirth, and infant loss. If you or someone you know is experiencing a loss, please visit kidsjoiningeternity.org for resources and support.
Thank you for listening to the Kids Joining Eternity podcast. For more information, please visit kidsjoiningeternity.org.